Okay, so before we go on to the next again, we leave the service behind. I had late last night just one mashal I could always share with you. The Rambam paskins in Perikim Halachir Aleph that if the behemoth was matul mei leida, we spoke about this around many times. If the behemoth is matul mei leida, the owner is high nezek sholem. Anybody have a Rambam? What is this? Perikim Halachir Aleph. Where's the mishpat thing? I feel it's in for Paris from Meleido, Michelle Mashi Zico. But we get to the answer to this. Tin for Paris from Meleido, Michelle Mashi Zico. It's like a tila glola, it should be tsaris. So chayr, it's muchach in this Rambam, as we've been saying all along. The Rambam holds like a Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that the tila glola is shein and it's not tsaris. Because it's yesh hanol lezeko, I told this glola, because it's yesh hanol lezeko, so it's shein. And because it's shein, it's not tsaris. What's that big hanoah in the tila glolim? Rabbeinu Chananel says, because if it won't be matul glolim, it'll be in distress. So we made it. That's enough to be called hanoah. It's not like some great experience, but nonetheless, the behemah needs to do it lahanoah for its own benefit, and so therefore it goes under the heading of shame. So the same thing with, so apparently the Rambam holds the same thing by tila meleido. Since if the behemah doesn't do it, it'll be in distress. So we made it. That's called yesh hanoah lahezeko, and it's shame, and because it's shame, it doesn't have the halacha of tzeres. Okay, that's what it says in Rambam. So when we were learning the Rabbeinu Chananel, I had a fancy pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel that the reason why there's no tzeres by shein is because tzeres is raised in the tchunah mechayem of regel, that it says ekamotzui. It's not a raised in the tchunah mechayem of shein. And I said that for reasons that have to do with Rabbeinu Chananel. For our purposes right now, we don't need that. I'm not saying that it's not true, but for our purposes this morning, today, I don't have to get into that. Just say the oif and poshut that the hilchos of tzoros is only said in regel, and it wasn't said in shame. Which many we know. Rashi also holds the hilchos of tzoros is only said in regel, not in shame. So Rashi holds because the hilchos of tzoros is only said in regel, not in shame. So when you have tzoros of shame, it can't be shame because it's not a zeka de gufa. So it becomes regel, and that Rabbi Nachman Rambam holds just the opposite. If you have tzoros of shein, it can't be tzoros, because shein doesn't have tzoros, so it's shein, and it's nezek shalom. And tzoros is limited to cases of regel. Kach, that's the Rambam. And the Rabbeinu Chananel for that matter. So, we had a problem. We kept grappling with this problem. It's one of these problems in the whole sugya that we never really had a great solution for. Which is, if that's true, that you only have tzoros by regel, and if something is shein, then it's not tzoros. It's yesh hanoah lahezeko, it becomes shein, and then it's not tzoros, and it's nezek shalom. So why shouldn't the same thing be true by regel? And if something is why shouldn't the same thing be true by keren? And if something is mishunah, and then it should become keren, and once it's keren, it shouldn't be tzoros. It shouldn't be din of tzoros. But how could that be? We have Rav Ashi's bio of yesh shini l'tzoros l'raviyah nezek. Rav Ashi has it sad that if you have shini l'tzoros, so it's keren and it's tzoros. We had ideas. Maybe it's not Kavanos of a Hazek. Doesn't really have a Tunum Chayevus of Karen. I had various theories, but nothing that really grabbed me. So that's a problem. And then it's even more than that, because in the Rambam, when the Rambam paskins the Bayi of Ravashi, that's the Sfeikah Dino, and it's before in the Rambam. We saw in the Rambam that the Rambam learns the Bayi of Ravashi. Ravashi not Masupik if Tzoros could have Karen. Ravashi is Masupik if Tzoros Halei Shinoi, if it's called Regel or if it's called Karen. If it's called Regel, then it's chatzin ezek, and then it's chayav rishus potter rishus rabin. And if it's called Karen, the and the Rambam, when he brings the Bayer Ravashi, the Rambam says the suffix is it called the shinui? Hadover suffiku shema. I forget exactly what's in the Rambam. Hadover suffiku if it's mishuna. The Rambam learns that but the suffix is that called that it's mishuna? It's the lashon of the Rambam when he brings. I don't remember that when the Rambam brings the Bayer Ravashi, but tzoros. So remember the Rambam at the fancy pshat. That if you're in Rishus Harabim, so you only have to, you don't have to pay anything. If it happened in Rishus Harabim, you don't have to pay anything, but he could be Teufis Rabbi Nezik. And if it was Rishus HaYochid, then you have to pay Rabbi Nezik, but he could be Teufis Chatzin Nezik. So that's like very complicated. How do you get that out of Ravashi? So we saw in the Rambam, there's a clue, because the Rambam himself says, what's the Sofik of Ravashi? So the Rambam says, but that halacha, but the Torah says, Shadover Sofik im hu Meshunah. But the Torah says, a Sofik if it's Meshunah. I said a Hezbollah, because you don't see the Shimei in the Torah. Normally, the Shini defines the Ma'ase Hezek. By Tzoros, the Shini doesn't define the Ma'ase Hezek. So that's Rav Ashi's Sofik. Is that called Meshunah or is it not called Meshunah? So Rav Ashi's Tafkimina is, if it's Meshunah, then it's Keren, so then it's Rav Yehuda Nezik, because it's Tzoros and it's Keren. If it's not Meshunah, then it's Regel, and then it's Chatzin Nezik, because then it's Tzoros of Regel. So there's one Tafkimina for Rav Yehuda Nezik and for Chatzin Nezik. Again, if it's Keren, it's Rav Yehuda Nezik. If it's Regel, it's Chatzin Nezik. But then there's another nafkamina for Rishus Hayokar and Rishus Rabin. If it's Karen, it's Chayv Rishus Rabin. If it's Regel, then it's Potter Rishus Rabin. So you put all that together, and that's how you come out with the Psak of the Rambam. We have a suffix if it's Karen or Regel. If it's Karen, it's Rav Yehuda Nezik. If it's Regel, it's Chatzin Nezik. So, and furthermore, if it's Karen, it's Chayv Rishus Rabin. If it's Regel, it's Potter Rishus Rabin. So if it happens, this brought the Tzuris, if it happens, Rishus Hayokar. So the suffix is it Karen and Rav Yehuda Nezik, or is it Regel and it's Chatzin Nezik? If it happened in Rishus Harabim, then the suffix is it Regel and it's Potter Lagamri, or is it Karen and then it's Reveal and this? And that's what the Rambam learns the Baya of Rav Ashi.
The next Rambam, though, he says Shezeh
Shinoyo,
not Shemla
Shinoyo. I know, it was the Rambam picks up in that. But the Chor Rambam means the Torah suffix. So you have to pay Rav Yehuda Nezik, because we assume that it's a Shinoy, but if you can be paid for Sechati Nezik, because it had other suffix. L'chor, I'm not. That's the part of the Poshet Rambam. Because Rambam wants to say fancy things, but Rupshuti, that's the Pshav in the Rambam. So it's Akaponim, it's Mavur in the Rambam, that Be'emes Karen has Tzoros. That's not even a Sufik of Ravashi. Ravashi not Masupik, does Karen have Tzoros? Ravashi Masupik, is this case Meshunah? It may not be Meshunah, then it's not Karen, obviously. But if it's Meshunah, then it's Rav Yehuda Nezik, because Karen definitely has Tzoros. Something that is Meshunah, and it's Tzoros, is definitely Rav Yehuda Nezik, and Chayav Rishus Rabbi. This case of Barat HaTzeris is a suffix, whether that's called that it's Mishunah. So we have a Gemara Mufareshis, the Rabbi himself passes, that there is Tzeris by Karen. Barat HaTzeris, the Tzadir Rabbi Nezik, shows me that Tzeris had, that Karen has Tzeris. So the question is, what's the difference between Shane and Karen? How come by Shane, by Meleido, the Rabbi says, since it's Yesh HaNol HaZeko, so it becomes the Av of Shane, Shane doesn't have Tzeris. So you have Chayav Nezik Shalom. So why don't I say the same thing by Karen? If Tzoros is a halach in Regel, so the same way Shane can't have Tzoros, why should Karen have Tzoros? Like Mechapesa to say Tzoros, Regel and Karen have Tzoros, but Shane doesn't. What's the seichel in that? This is not a new problem. This is a problem. This is one of the main major problems that we've been running around with the whole time. On the other hand, though, there is another Rambam that actually, if I only had that Rambam, I would say that it actually works very well with the Shittas Rambam by Meleva. And that's the Rambam by Tarnagol Shehoshet Roshay La'avir Kveis Luchus, where the Rambam says, if it's not Mishunah, there was food in the Keli, so then it's Tzoros, and it's Chatzin as a Tzoros. But if it's Mishunah, then you pay Chatzin Nezik Kechol HaKnosos, meaning that it's Keren. Kechol HaKnosos means that it's Keren because it's Meshunah. Doesn't seem to be Tzoros. That derived it should be Rav Yehuda Nezik. It's also Tzoros. So that Rambam actually would make a lot of sense with the Rambam about Meleva. to the extent that it's yesh, that it's mishunah, it becomes keren, and keren doesn't have tzaras. So that would be gavalik. That would be mamish. That's a great Rambam. That's a, for his shita. Rambam shitosa may lay though, since it's shein, it's nezek shalom and not tzaras. So tarnigol shayshid roishay, if it's normal, this food in the keli, then it's regal. Regal has tzaras, so it's chatzin nezek tzaras. But if it's mishunah, it's less bezroni, so then it's mishunah. Mishunah is keren. So Harizim Shalom Chatzin Ezek Echalak Gnosis, you pay Karen, but not Tzuris, because Karen doesn't have Tzuris. That's great. Of course, not so great is that that Rambam is Soyser, the other Rambam, about Rav Ashi, which is the Ravitz Kasha. What do you mean Chatzin Ezek Echalak Gnosis? What happened to Rav Yenezek? Why is this different than the Bayi? I'm a Soyser, what he paskins by the Bayi Rav Ashi, by Boat Tzuris. And the question is particularly acute, because if you really think about it, the Rambam's sack by Tarnagel Shoshit Roshay is not only is it not like one of the Tzadim of Ravashi, it's not like either side of Ravashi. Because again, the way the Rambam learns Ravashi, Ravashi Sofik is by Boato, is it Karen and then it's Revi and Ezek? No, is it a Shinui and then it's Revi and Ezek? Or maybe it's not a Shinui and then it's. Then it's, or maybe it's not a shinui, and then it's regal, and it's chatz, and it's tzaras of regal. By tarnigel shoyshet roshay, what is the Rambam paskin? The Rambam paskin is that it's keren and it's chatz yinez. That's not like either of the sodei asafik of Rav Ashi. Rashi didn't have the way the Rambam learns Rav Ashi. There's no tzad that it's keren and it's chatz yinez. There was a tzad that it could be keren and chatz yinez. You could be toifas chatz yinez for the Rambam. The Rambam says no, you can't be toifas chatz yinez. You can only be toifas Rav Yinez. If it's Karen, it's only Rabbi Nezik. And the only side of Chatzin Nezik is that it might be regal, and then it's Paltu B'Shus Rab. That's why B'Shus Rab, there's no side of Chatzin Nezik. But here by Tarnagel, the Rambam says that you pay Chatzin Nezik to Chol HaKnosos. Presumably even in B'Shus Rab, because if it's a Knas, then it's a Mishumah, and it's a Chatzin Nezik B'Shus Rab. So the steer between the two Rambam is a ground of the steer. It's the Ravid steer, but I'm pointing out it's even worse than the Ravid makes it sound. The Ravid says it should be Rabbi Nezik Misofik. I'm asking more. It's not even misofik. It doesn't. The Rambam is not. The Rambam is asking this like against one of the Sodom of Ravashi. Ravashi had a Sodom of Vienes. Where did that go over here? It's worse than that. It's not like either Sodom of Ravashi, because Ravashi takes for granted that Tzuris Karen could have Tzuris. He's just not sure if both the Tzuris is called Karen. But the Rambam says that Tanagol Shoyishu Roshi is for sure Karen, but it's not Tzuris. So what's the shot? So I had an idea. It's late last night. I feel like this. Again, how does Rambam learn the Sofak of Rashi himself? What's the study of Sofak? Hadover Sofak who is in the Shunk. It's not like all other Shunk. Other Shunk have other explanations in the Pai of Rashi. So Christopher in Paris, so the Rambam, but we saw Rashi rather. We had all kinds of explanations for Ravashi, but the Rambam learns the suffix of Ravashi is, he had a suffix by Boat at Tzuris, is that called that it's Mishunah or not? What's the sign that it's not Mishunah? It is Mishunah, it's Boat. Why shouldn't it be Mishunah? So again, as I said a few minutes ago, as I said at the time, the suffix is, since in the Maisa Mazik itself, I don't see the Shinui, the Atozah Tzuris could happen without a Shinui. It's the exact same Atozah Tzuris. And it's urchei of the behemoth to be matzah tzaris, so you can't really say that a tzaris tzaris is mishunah. But here it happened because of a dover a ma'isa mishunah. So that's the suffix. Is that called that it's mishunah, or is it called that it's not mishunah? That's the suffix of Ravashi. So I want to be meisif one nekuda and suggest that the Rama holds that as far as the ma'isa mazik is concerned, it's a dover poshut that it's not mishunah, because that's taka true. That the Maisa of Atozah Tzuris is the same Atozah Tzuris you could have without a Shinui. The behemoth, it's Urchi of the behemoth that he matters Tzuris. So the Atozah Tzuris is not Mashunah. And therefore, the Maisa Mazik over here, the Shema Mazik, is Hakarego. And that's not even a Sufik. Rashi Sufik is, look, Abid, those things that depend on the Chiyuv Shmira. As we know, the Chiyuv. There's a connection between the chiyuv shmira of the chiyuv shmira and the chiyuv to pay. In order to have to pay, you have a chiyuv shmira. But there are two halachas in particular that we know depend on. The Shem HaMazik is Avada, not Mishunah. The Shem HaMazik is Regel. Because it's not Mishunah. Hatozah Sur is not Mishunah. The Shem HaMazik of Sur is Regel. The Suffolk of Rashi is, like, I mean, those things where the difference between Mishunah and not Mishunah has to do with the Chiyuv Shmir. The fact that Mishunah is Chatzi Nezek, the fact that on Karen Tam you pay Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalom, the Gemara says Beferish, that the reason is because Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Kaimim. That's why it's only Chatzi Nezek, and that's why it's a Knas. That's the way we pass it, it's a Knas. It's because Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur, meaning, since really you can't expect the behemoth to do a Maisa Mishunah, you're not expected to be Shimur from being doing a Maisa Mishunah. So by rights you should be part of the Gami, but the Torah was constantly you Kehechi Delinter Lishav Lishvarim. So there, the Gemara says Beferish, that the reason why Karen is Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalom is because by the Maisa Mishunah, you're not derelict in your Shmir. You're not supposed to expect that the Behemoth is going to do a Maisa Mishunah. So the fact that the Behemoth did a Maisa Mishunah is not a dereliction of duty on the Bayam's part. And therefore, really, the Bayam should be part of the Gamma. I'm sure I'm Bechez Kashima. The Torah said a Knas, you have to pay Chatzin Ezek anyway as a warning for the next time. And then there's another halacha which we know has to do with the Bailim, another idea of Mishunah and not Mishunah, that also has to do with the Bailim's Chiyuv Shmira, and that is the fact that Karen is Chayim Mishasarabim, and Shem Peregel and Potter Mishasarabim, that also has to do with the Chiyuv Shmira, according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam, like the Rif, based on the Gemara in the Testament of about the Kishka Shiva's novel, which we're going to learn in Hashem momentarily, the Rambam says that the pshat in the reason why regel is potter b'shus rabim, shein regel potter b'shus rabim, is because the behema has reshus to walk around b'shus rabim and to be doris kalim and to eat things as it's walking, and therefore since the behema has reshus to do it, so there's no dereliction of shmira on the part of the bailam. The bailam were not pshayin the shmira by the behema of being mazik b'regel b'shus rabim, because the bailam are allowed to let their behema roam freely. Bailam have reshus to let the behemoth roam around in the shusarab. So therefore, since it's urche, the bailam are not chayim. Mashen kein keren, which is mishunah. The bailam don't have reshus to let the behemoth do a maisa mishunah b'shusarabim. And therefore they are chayim. So these two halachas, these two areas of halacha, namely the ptur b'shusarabim and the idea of knas, that keren tam is a chatzin as a knas. It's Chatzi Nezek, and it's in the nature of a Knas. These two things in particular, the Gemara says Beferish, that they have to do with the fact that the Baalim don't have a Chiyuv Shmir and a Maisa Mishunah. Chapi, these two things, here already Rav Ashi, this is where Rav Ashi had a suffix. When a Behem is Bat HaTzaris, and it's Bat HaTzaris, which is Mishunah, and then the Tzaris went off, the Shem HaMazik is Regel, because HaTaz HaTzaris is not a Dome Mishunah. Tazus Saris is not a mazik mishunah; it's a regular mazik. Tazus Saris is all the same on Tazus Saris. But on the other hand, if we ask ourselves, but what about the bailam? To what extent were the bailam peshayin the shmirah in allowing the behemoth to do this? Here, Rav Ashi not so sure. Could be that since it comes about through a beita and the beita is mishunah, so maybe those halachas that have to do with chiyuv shmirah, namely chatzin nezek, namely it's the idea of chatzin nezek tam, that Karen tam is chatzin nezek. And the idea of Lepoitim Shusravim, so maybe clapping those two halachos, here Rav Ashi had a suffix, even though the mice itself is Urche, but since it came about through a mice of Mishunah, so maybe here the Baalim should, maybe we should say the Baalim don't have a Chiyuv Shmir. The Baalim have only a Chiyuv Shmir and things that are Urche. They don't have a Chiyuv Shmir and things that are Mishunah. So the Baalim had no right to expect, had no duty to expect that the Baalim is going to be Makhdi, is going to be Bayit. And therefore, Stam Shor Mechaz Kashimur Kaini. So therefore, it's Chatzin as the Knas, and it should be Potter b'Shul Sarab. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Maybe since at the end of the day, the Baalim do have to watch the behemoth from Atos Saris. Maybe they don't have to watch it from Beito, but they do have to watch the behemoth not to be Matos Saris Derech Hilucha. So maybe it is called to the Baalim with derelict in the Shmira, and therefore it'll be Chayav b'Shul Sarab, and they won't have the din of Chatzin as the Knas. So that's the suffix of Ravashi. But the main point that I want to make is that I want to suggest, I want to put out there, is that the whole suffix of Ravashi is only the Gabi Lechi of Shmir of the Bayit. And those halachas that depend on the Pir Shmir of the Bayit. But the Etzin Shem Mazik, that Karen is defined, the Tchuna of Karen, that Karen is defined by Meshunah, Hatazah Seres, Be'itah Seres, not Meshunah. Because the Sheen is not Nikir in the Maisa Mazik. And that's why there's Seres over there. Because even though the Hilchus of Seres was only said in Regal, the Hilchus of Seres was not said in Shem. And by the same token, presumably the Hilchus of Seres wasn't said in Karen. But here, the Shem of Mazik is not Karen. If the Shem of Mazik would be Karen, then in a Chanami, then there would be no din of Seres. But here, the Shem of Mazik is Regal, because the Bita Seres is all the same Bita Seres. It's not Nikar in the Bita Seres, all the same Atoz Seres. So Atoz Seres is Urche, Derech HaBehemah is the Bimata Seres. It's a Mahalach Kedarka, and it makes Seres. So the Shem of Mazik is Regal. Remelev is the din of Urche. The Chi of Shmira, maybe the Baal not have a Chi of Shmira, because it came about through Shinui. So, you know, so it might be Rabbi Nezek, and it might be Potter B'Shus Rabbi. But the Etzim Shem Mazik is still the Shem Mazik of Regal, and it has a din of Seres. Masha Enkein, by Tarnagel Shoshet Roshay, to it Avir Klei Shuchas, and then the Behemoth, the Tarnagel screamed, and the glass shattered. There, the Shinui is Nicker, in the Maisa Hezek, because the Tarnagel can't break the glass if it screams on the outside the Kli. It only breaks the glass because it screamed inside the Kli. That's the what breaks the Kli is that the Tarnagel screams from inside the Kli. So there, the Shinui, the fact that Hoshet Reisha is a dover Meshunah, that's Nikir in the Maisa Hezek itself. It's not the regular Derech Hiluch of a Tarnagel to be able to shatter glass paling with its operatic voice. It's only because it did this Maisi Meshunah of being Meshit Yoda into the Klei Tzuchas that it's able to shatter it. So that's called that there the Maisi Mazik is Meshunah. Wait, it's the opposite of Rizal Zamzit. The Maisi Mazik is Meshunah. The Maisi Mazik is Meshunah. Then it's Tachanodin of Tzuchas. Because then the Maisi Mazik is Karen. And in Karen there's no Tzuchas. Tzuchas is only in Regal. The same way there's no Karen by Shane. Like by you see by Meledo, there's no Karen by Tzuris. So there the Rambam says it's Karesi Pechatias Kecholach Nosos, because it's Karen, but it's not. But Tzuris Mando Chashmei. Once it's really Karen, then there's no din of Tzuris. There's no din of Tzuris at all. Okay, so that's what the. Okay, that's it. That's my parting shot for Tzuris, probably. Okay, what time is it? Let's go on a little bit. Make us home. Zaltimar, Yosef and Yehuda Nesiv, Rav Eishi, Akilu, Rav Yehuda. Nothing, Milsa, Mi, Beinayu. And they raised the following question to each other. Kishkisho, Biznova, Mahu. What's the din if the behemoth was walking in the Shisrav, and wagged his tail, and it broke something? Olay, the other one said, we don't know who's talking to. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya and Rabbi Eishiya were talking to each other, so we don't know who's one and who's the other. But Akapanim, the other one said to him, Vichy Echzenev is Nova Ve'elach. The Baalim can't walk around holding the animal by its tail all the time, so it should be Potter. Frekim are Yehoki Karen Nami Vichy Echzenev be Karen Ve'elach. So why don't I say the same thing by Karen? Amy's walking around, the owner can't walk around holding its Karen. And the Baalim says, that's not true. Karen is Rab Mishchayim. So the Mersa Yehoki asked him, Karen Lav Urchei, Ho Urchei. So then what was the shot in the first place? That's a clear word where I think the shot was in the first place. And we always knew Karen, we always knew regulars are okay, Karen is not okay. That we knew all along. So why won't what Morrison, that makes it sound like the Shiloh first pops up now. Now you're telling me, Urchei, right, not the end of the world. Some Rishonim pick up on this. Some Rishonim don't seem to be bothered by it. So the Morrison says, Kishkishuseir, me boil. The Shiloh was Kishkishuseir. That's it's a short Gemara, but cryptic. A lot of things here are cryptic. Number one, there's a Shiloh Rimshah. when they have this conversation, and one of them raised a shaila, what's the din? And the other one said, because then it was over v'eilech. And the other said, well, what about Karen? And he said back, the Karen said, okay. Did he know that the question was about Kishkish Yisera? Whoever was responding, did he realize that the question here is about Kishkish Yisera? Or did he think that the question was just about Kishkish V'alma? And then he said what he said, and then the Gemara said, yes, so then, you know, it's pretty obvious, so what was the Shaila in the first place? The Gemara said, no, the question was Kishkish Yisera, which he didn't realize, but that was really the question. That's when Shaila and are actually very busy with this. If he realized that he's asking about Kishkish Yisera, and he answered, so that's the Achor LaHalacha. Presumably, whoever answered over here has the last word, and that's the Achor LaHalacha. The deep chat in the Gemara is that he didn't realize. He thought he's just asking about Kishkish Biznova in general. And he said, Kishkish Biznova, of course, you're Potter. It's Vichy of Zen of Biznova V'Elech, and basically it's Urche. So then the Gemara said, no, you got this question all wrong. Of course, Urche is Potter. But the question is it Urche? So then it's a Bayah B'lo Yevshito, because he was never really responding to the Bayah, so the Bayah just remains in the air. So then it'll be a Sotter. This is Machlekes Yishayim. The Rebbe Chanan and the Ram learned it's a Sega Dedina. So they apparently read the Gemara that the respondent over here didn't realize he was asking about Kishkish Yisera. Other Rishonim learned that, no, he knew that he's asking. The Rebbe of the Moshe learned, no, he knew that he's asking him about Kishkish Yisera, and this is the answer they gave him for Kishkish Yisera. So that's issue number one that has to be threshed out. Then there's a different question, which is this original answer of Echir Zen of Uznova V'Elach. So what was that exactly? Nice, we blew that away. Because he said, Karen also has that. If the time of Yichiyach Zeno Biznova V'Yelech is a real reason to be Potter, or real proof that it's Potter, so why is Karen Chai? This is what the Gemara asks. So what does the Gemara answer? No, that's not Urche. Regular is Urche. Okay, so you tell me it depends on Urche and not Urche. So it's really nothing to do with Yichiyach Zeno Biznova V'Yelech. Because you could have by Karen too, and obviously it doesn't seem to help. So the real reason is because of Urche. So then what happened to the title? So what did he mean originally when he said is that just a haramina? Now it really disappears. Are we still using that? It's also very unclear in the Gemara. It's also not clear, is the Gemara explaining why Urche is Potter, or we're not explaining that there's the given? Also not clear in this Gemara. So there's different sheetahs in Rishayim that we need to see. We'll start with Rashi. Like Rambam says, we'll start with Rashi. Even Rashi is the most cryptic what he learns, what he means. So that's Rashi. Akilah Barker, she was there by, it's fine. They were sitting on the porch. Kishisha was over now. Urkuhu. Uptubish is Rabbi Meila. Rashi lays out the terms of the Bai are it's Urkuh. Where later on, yes, if it's Urcha, so what's the Shaila? But Rashi Maisa tells me them, it's Urcha, but the question is, although it's Urcha, is it Potter B'Shus Rabbim? Again, the Gemara is going to ask, of course it's Potter B'Shus Rabbim, if it's Urcha, it's Potter. That's the Gemara's Teres, Kish B'Shus Rabbim, but Vichy is then of his Nova, so this is going to work, so we don't know who's who, but one of them, A, S, B. What's the din of Kishko B'Shus Rabbim? No, that's not respectful. We'll call them a name. We'll just make up. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishai. So we don't know who he asked to, but let's say for arguments, just hypothetically, Rabbi Yishai asked Rabbi Yehuda and Nasir. So remembering that it might have been the other way around. So Rabbi Yishai asked Rabbi Yehuda and Nasir, what's the din of Kishko B'Shus Rabbim? And Rabbi Yehuda and Nasir answered him, V'chiyazenu B'Shnova V'elach, Sot Rashi. Not so much explanation over here. What does Rashi mean? Why does one thing follow from the other? Just because the Balaam can't be oiches at Biznova V'Yelech, it's absurd to think he should be oiches at Biznova V'Yelech. Why does that mean that he's potter? Does it mean that's a reason why he's potter? Does it mean it's a proof that he's potter? I can hear maybe it's a reason. See later into some Shalim have a notion of Badi Loichi was a Torah Bekach, the Rashi has a notion. Of course, the Torah didn't require him to be Eichis Beznova V'Elech. And of course, the Torah didn't require him to leave the animal at home or keep the animal cooped up at home all the time. So it's a given. He doesn't have a chiyuv shmir. If he doesn't have a chiyuv shmir, so he's potter. That might be pshat in what Rashi's saying over here. Or maybe Rashi just means b'derech raya. Not that that's the reason. B'derech raya. That you see ma'aseh mechal yoyim, that we don't require people to hold their behemoth tails. And we don't, we're putting them all in jeopardy that they're going to be chayev. Obviously, we don't think they're going to be chayev. Not that this is the reason why they're not chayev. Maybe just b'derech raya that they're not chayev. Rashi could be ready either way. Rashi's very, very not clear. Or maybe for that matter in some third way, who knows? So he asked him back, Rashi doesn't explain it, but if Rav Oshi asked him back, then say the same thing by Keret. So he answered in the back. If you didn't see answer in the back, no, that's different. Karen's not urcha, but her urcha. Urcha who? They told the regali. So here I think it's a very shock of the Deacon Rashi. The Rif says that the reason why regal is part of Rishus Rabim is because it's urcha. The Rif, the Rambam, the reason why regal is part of Rishus Rabim, chain regal is part of Rishus Rabim, is because it's urcha. The Rambam elaborates that the Bein has Rishus to be mahalach kedarka and so on. The Rif obviously, I mean, it's pretty likely the Rif got it from this Gemara. Urcha v'halav urcha. The Rif read our Gemara that the Gemara is saying in the scene is tam. Read in the Sea would say, he's saying in the scene is tam. Why is regal potter and Karen is chayav? Regal is potter because it's urcha. So that's why it's potter. Karen is not potter, it's chayav because it's not urcha. Is that how Rashi read the Gemara? We'll think about the Rifle in a minute, or tomorrow, I don't know. But is that how Rashi read the Gemara? That the reason why regal is potter is because it's urcha? He's explaining the Gemara. The Gemara is explaining the difference between Kishkush Biznava and Keren. Kishkush Biznava is Urcha, Keren is not Urcha. That's what Jav Yudin Sia said. The reason why, can't ask me from Keren? Keren is not Urcha. Here it's Urcha. So that's why over here it's Potter. If the reason why regular is Potter is because it's Urcha, what does Rashi say? What is Rashi Mashma? Is the reason why regular potter because it's urcha? Rashi is saying the other way out. The reason why it's regular is because it's urcha. And regular is potter. Very strongly medrash in Rashi. Rav Oishi is Rav Yudin Nisiya is explaining why it's kishkish biznova potter b'shus rabim. It's potter b'shus rabim because it's urcha. Because it's urcha, therefore it becomes regular. And because it's regal, therefore it's Balta Rishus Rabim. If you the Rif, you added a step that you didn't need, that a retrograde step. If you the Rif, it's the other way around. Kishkish Biznova is Balta Rishus Rabim because it's Urcha. And for that matter, all regal is Balta Rishus Rabim because it's Urcha. Okay. Rashi says, the fact that it's Urcha makes it into regal, and because it's regal, therefore it's Balta. According to the Rif, you don't need that middle step. That middle step just confuses the issue. It's the other way around. The way the logic goes according to the Rif, the sequence, the logical order is, because something is regal, therefore regal is urcha, because it's urcha, it's potter. Rashi says urcha is regal, and because it's regal, it's potter. This I think very important. Rashi, I think in this Rashi is mefurish that regal is potter b'shus rabim, not because it's urcha. Regal is potter b'shus rabim. Because it's exactly a kosum. The Torah said, "Ubi b'steyachah." The regular is potter b'shus rabim. Things that are urcha are potter b'shus rabim because things that are urcha are regal, and regal has exactly a kosum that is potter b'shus rabim. That's Rashi's reading the Gemara. Yeah.
Find cases of urcha that's not regal.
Every urcha is regal by definition.
So then, why does Rashi? It seems to be that's the same step.
No. What makes them regal is because they're urcha, because that's the definition of regal. So that's what we're going to see over here is saying. That kishkish biznava is urcha. Because it's urcha, so therefore it's regal. Because that's the definition of regal. In other words, it fits the bill. It fits the definition of regal. And once it's regal, so it's part of Rishus Rabim. Karen is not urcha, so it doesn't fit the definition of regal. If I can't, it fits the definition of karen. And therefore it's chayav Rishus Rabim.
I believe so. You can have a case of something that's urcha, let's see. But it wasn't regal. Let's say you classified Karen three times is now would be Orche, if that would be...
No, but it's not. Then the Karen three times would be regular. It's not regular. Regular is Orche. Rashi said many times in the Masechta. Regular is Orche. That's the definition of regular. The definition of regular is not that it used its foot. The definition of regular is that it's Orche. This is the natural derech of the Behemah to do. This is what the Behemah does. Karen and Awad, the Behemah does it naturally. Maybe it acquired a hergel, but it's not. That's not called Orche. We always had that Urche, and we've had the whole sugya of Saras that the Urche is the criterion for Ekel. So what do we have in Rashi? No, let's read the Rashi just for completeness to say, Tishemi Boyle, Urche Ule. So the Kitzer, Rashi seems to be saying, that it's Xeris HaKosel. That's what at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. Kishkish Biznova is Urche. Because it's Urche, it's Regal. Regal is Xeris HaKosel, that is Potter, Vishusharabim. Karen is not Urche, so it doesn't have the Xeris HaKosov, and therefore it's Chaya Vishus Arabim. Finished. End of story. That's really all that happened over here. So what was the whole thing about the Chir Hazenim is Nova V'Elech? Where did that go? What was that in the first place? Other Rishonim have other pshatim in the Gemara where they do somehow incorporate into the Urche part. Mushal, again, we're not going to talk about it now because it's after Rashi. But the Rashba has a pshat that the reason why regular is potter is because it's Urche. But Urche has to work in conjunction with Bechiyach, meaning it's the derech of the behemoth to walk in a shisarabim, that's Urche. You can't keep locked up at home. Derech of the behemoth is to walk in and shusar abim, and you can't follow it around holding his tail. So since it's a derech to keep it, since you're not expected to keep it at home, and you can't be expected either to walk around holding his tail, so therefore it's potter b'shusar abim. Because like the Torah doesn't expect you, there's no chiyuv shmir. Those urchi means that it's the derech of the behemoth to walk around in the shusar abim, and as it's walking around, it's going to wag its tail, and therefore you have no chiyuv shmir. Because you have no chiyuv shmir on the things that are normal for the behemoth to do as it's walking in the Rishus HaRabim. But one second, but hold its tail. Well, maybe for that you should have a chiyuv shmir. Maybe, so we say, no, that you're not expected to either. Again, the Rashi will talk about more in detail later, but you have to like put these two things together. It's the derech of the behemoth to walk around, and you can't be expected to hold its tail. You certainly can't be expected to just keep it locked up at home all the time. So in Mele, it all goes under the heading of Urche. But you need the two things together. You need the synergy. Urche, together with the fact that you're not expected to hold his tail, makes it that this is part of what the behemah, what you're not expected to prevent the behemah from doing. Whatever, al derech zeh. We'll see in the Raiva that it's another shot that's really not, that it's, we'll see, the Raiva has a different shot entirely, but that Kishkish says really not Urche, but it's the Urche for the behemah to wag his tail. And once it's wagging his tail, that you don't have to stop it from doing, so Kishkish Seiri can't be expected to hold his tail to prevent the Kishkish Seiri. So like the Chizen of his novel is to address the Kishkish Yisera part of it. All right, a whole different chapter, different worlds. We'll see. Ayut Chazan Lamay, Yishvishim will deal with, probably tomorrow we'll deal with them. But I want to know right now, Rashi, none of this is available to Rashi, because Rashi means Urche is Xeris HaKosov. Urche just means it's Xeris HaKosov. Urche makes it Regal. And Regal is Potem, Xeris HaKosov. So what happened to the Chizen of his novel? Where did that disappear to? Like, what was that in the first place? It seems to have come and gone. So we need to speculate over here. I don't have to write anything in the Rashi. What's going on in the Rashi? Maybe we could say that Hefsher, that whatever is Urche is Regal, and the Regal is Xeris HaKosov. So we have to know. So what's Urche? What goes under the heading of Urche? So walking around and stepping on things is certainly Urche. That's the derech of the. That's the behemoth walk around, and it's. The derech, it's normal that as they walk around, they step on things, and you can't step. You can't prevent that except by not letting them walk around, and letting them walking around is work on the behemoth. if it was realistic for the Balaam to walk around after his animal and hold its tail, then and prevent it from swinging the tail, then swinging the tail would not be urchel. Because then I could divide it up. I could say, if the derech of the behemoth is to walk, but while it's walking, the derech of the behemoth is to walk. But that doesn't mean that everything it does while it's walking goes into the derech, into urchel. You know, the behemoth walks, that's urchel. Aim is chewing gum while it's walking, that's not urcha. Just because it happens to be doing it at the same time that it's walking, that doesn't make it into urcha. Swinging his tail, if a good bialim are expected to walk around behind its behemoth holding its tail, that it shouldn't hit anybody, then the swing of its tail would not be urcha. Because a normal behemoth walks in the Rosh Hashanah with the animal, with the owner holding its tail. So then it's not urcha. Then it becomes something separate from the halicha. The halicha is urcha. Things that are separate from the halicha and not urcha. Well, maybe swinging his tail is separate from the halicha, even though the animal wants to do it. But the owner is supposed to keep it from doing it. It's not built into the halicha. So then it wouldn't be urcha. And if it's not urcha, then it won't have the din of regel. So Tati said, no, that's not true. That's not expected that the bialim are going to hold on to the animal's tail while it walks. Since it's not expected, it's absurd to think that the Torah expects the owner to walk around holding its animal's tail. So the mela, swinging its tail, becomes part of the act of walking. If there was anything which is attendant to the animal walking, which the animal does as a byproduct of its walking, and we can't expect the owner to try and prevent it, that goes into the, that becomes part of the act of walking. The act of walking is urcha, and urcha is regal, and it's puppet. But things that are, you know, byproducts of the animal walking, but the owner can, with a simple precaution, could prevent that from happening. So those things are not, that doesn't go into the act, that's already separate from the act of walking, and that's not urcha, that won't have the ptur of regel. So maybe that's what the Gemara said. If the Gemara first thought that it's a svar b'fnei atzma, the chizene was no beveilich, the owners don't have to hold the animal's tail, it's observed for them to hold the animal's tail. The Gemara thought that's a ptur b'fnei atzma. That since the owner doesn't have to hold the animal's tail, that by itself is a ptur. Well, says, that can't be. By Karen, also, we don't really expect the owner to walk around holding the animal's horn, and he's not potter on Karen. So here, it's not a p'tur b'fnei atzmai. So the answer is, because the real p'tur is urche. Karen's not urche, the Torah said, Yechai b'shus rabim. Regular is urche, the Torah said, Yepotter b'shus rabim. And that's as far as we're concerned, in this sugya at least, it's exeris akosu. The Gemara is not offering reasons for that. That's just a given. I mean, who knows, maybe somewhere else in the Chazal, maybe there's a gili why the Torah said it that way. But in this sugya, it doesn't say that's just a given. Regel is urche, that's why it's potter b'shusarabim. Karen is mishuna, that's why it's chayv b'shusarabim. So what does that do with chiyachzenev v'znova v'yelech? The answer is because urche is not enough, because this is not mamish the animal's walking, this is something the animal does while it's walking. And maybe the owner could prevent it. And if the owner could prevent it, then I wouldn't look at it as being part of the animal's walking. But since that's not true, because chiyachzenev v'znova v'yelech, that the owner can't be expected to hold on to the animal's tail whenever it walks around, so the mail of the swinging of the tail becomes part of the act of walking itself. Once it's part of the act of walking itself, then it's urche. And urche is exerts a kosher that it's pot. That's what I want to suggest with Derech Efshir in the Rashi. What to do with the chiyazena b'znova v'yel. What I think it says in Rashi, always important to distinguish what does Rashi say and what did I say. You know, what Rashi said, what I think Rashi says anyway, is that urche is not the reason why regel is pot. Urchi is the reason why it's regal, and then it's a given that regal is potter b'shusarab. That I think says very Rashi. The question is, okay, but then what happened to the chizena was not available? Like, where did that disappear to? But I'm suggesting with Derech Efshir, maybe the pshat is because if not for that, then the swing of the tail wouldn't be part of the urchi and wouldn't therefore be part of the regal. The chizena was not available makes it that it's that walking entails swinging its tail. Well, no pun. I really didn't intend the pun, but. It's a good pun anyway. So it has to swing its tail as it walks. Because if it's then it was no v'elech. Well, if it has to swing its tail as it walks, then it becomes part of the urche, and urche is part of b'shusarabim because urche is red. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll take a look at the Rashba and the Ravid, and then just the Rashba and the Ravid and the Rambam. Take a look again at the Rambam about the Rishus Rambam and the Talmud. And then we have to go on to the next sugya, Kishkish B'Amosa. That's also a major sugya over here. It's good to see on Kishkish B'Amosa. Kedai to see the Tosfos Yoma Peretz, and the Shita Mekubetz brings the Shem, I think, of Eli Yeshaya.
That's coming from the Rashi books, or the Rashba, but at the end of the day, it's coming to teach us that it's not quite okay.